DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And now we're recording.
I didn't see the little dot, so I just wanted to make sure.
Can any of you guys record, or am I the only one who can do that?
I think as the host, you're the only one who can do that.
Okay, yes. That's good to know.
I can record, I think.
I mean, I can hold my phone up and record the whole thing.
Oh, please ask the host to give you permission. Well, fuck you.
There you go.
Hey, everyone, it's Bryce.
Hi, Bryce.
Hey. It is me.
Looking good, buddy. Messes my audio up.
You sniper is with us.
Hey, Bryce, when we're finished, don't take off right away. I've got a few questions.
Hang on one sec.
He's taking off right now.
He's like, bitch, shut up.
He had to remove his pants, get comfortable.
I mean, that's always the first thing we do when we hop online. First thing I do.
Don't threaten me with a good time, buddy.
Airing him out.
Do you guys hear the slapping against his thighs?
Oh, no, I've got the cuff on, so it's muted.
Oh, I'm adding it. After the fact, I'm adding that noise. just Jim's ball slapping against his thighs.
Pretty accurate to sound. That's terrifying.
That's fair.
Okay, shall we start this bullshit?
Sure.
That's the spirit.
Welcome, everyone, to Not Another Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sam.
I was really expecting Sam to screw that up before.
Well,
I'm used to it now.
Well, sometimes you give a countdown, and I try to mess you up right after the countdown. Because you're, like, ready, and then I like to deflate that.
Not hard to do.
You are a deflated person, so.
I am deflated and defeated.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, we're constantly trying to bring each other down from the inside. So
we usually call that flaccid, but you know, we'll go with what works.
Hey, pup.
Wow, starting it off right. You know, and I almost had a new listener today.
Almost.
And then Danny just reminded me of why I warned her against it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I warn everybody away from listening to us.
I just don't tell anyone about it.
That's how you do it.
We are the worst self-promoting podcast out there. Like, we
pretty much, yeah.
We've got a Facebook page, but I think Samantha's the only one who ever posts anything on it.
I try, you guys. I try. I take pictures of every live show, and
and that's it. That's, you know, because I never post when a show's up. I never do any of that stuff.
I try to. It's. I don't even know what our schedule is when you post something. Some weeks I'm like, we go out on Sundays, right? And other weeks I'm like, oh shit, there's a new episode. What day did that go out? So like, what is our schedule?
No, the schedule is for us, since no one's listening. The schedule is I always try and have the new episode up Sunday at 6 a.m.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. That's.
But I feel like I've seen. Okay, I feel like I've.
Not the try to.
Exactly.
Thank you for picking up on that.
And that's when I see episodes that are like on a Tuesday, and I'm like, wait, when did that happen? Shit, let me update Facebook.
See, where other podcasts that are available have stuff like consistency or...
And what?
Ease of accessibility, all these things... We say no.
Content.
We say that's other kids' stuff.
Absolutely above and beyond anything that I would ever ask of you guys. Consistency, content, fuck that.
Oh, give me sandwiches. We seep content. We just, it's not always good.
More of an ooze.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Bryce.
Seepage.
We ooze content. Name of the episode right there.
Sweat, really.
Oozing content.
We sweat content.
We are the flop sweat of content. That's what we are.
Yep. Not another discharge.
We are the ball slap against the thigh.
I think I just named the episode, too.
There you go. I like it.
I think that's the first episode I've named in a long time, too.
James, you had some questions for me last week. Did you save those or do you not care?
Yeah, those
anymore?
Are for after the show.
Okay.
Those aren't show
teasers.
Related. Boo!
Look, I don't get a chance to talk to Bryce very often.
There's a reason.
Do you not have a telephone of any kind there, James?
A what?
A phone?
A telephone
who,
of any
who
kind.
Who actually calls?
A cellular phone, a textable device, or a...
None of the words. It's like you're speaking Chinese. I don't understand.
Flare gun. You understand flare gun?
Smoke signals.
No. Yeah.
Oh, we tried using smoke signals once. Bryce, remember that? We burned down that apartment building. Oh, yeah. Right.
Statute of limitations isn't up yet.
Sorry.
Cut it.
No, it's okay. Yeah. No one's listening.
And we're back.
We've already established no one's listening.
James, have you tried using the Bryce signal?
Is that still a thing?
Should be.
I thought you took that with you when you moved.
No. Government said I couldn't.
Oh.
Something. Pennsylvania has a weird thing about flashing a giant just rifle-shaped silhouette into the sky.
Which
they
is
love
weird.
It.
What does that mean? I'm like, pray you never understand. Pray you have to know what that means.
Speaking of rifles, did you guys hear about New York and the NRA?
Yeah. Watched it.
I'm of two minds of it, since you brought it up, Bryce.
Yeah.
It's schizophrenic.
I think it's really great that they're shutting them down for fraud. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the part of me that does support the Second Amendment and all that stuff is like kind of sad.
The NRA is a fucking joke, though.
It has become.
The NRA is no longer an organization to help protect gun owner rights. It has become just a gigantic sack of cash that is waved around to buy influence, to buy power, to get whatever it is that they want. And every time one of these massive shootings takes place, they have just record sales every time. And I'm not trying to draw any kind of correlation between the two. I'm just saying that this is an organization that operates both, you know, in a very fluid way when it comes to the law and when it comes to governing officials.
And safety.
Well, it's also, you don't hear about them unless there's some sort of mass shooting, because then they come out of the woodwork and they're all like, oh, they're gonna take your guns because of this, and they really boost up the fear propaganda over it. And we've talked about this on the show I don't know how many times. I think we're all in support of the Second Amendment. We all can appreciate and support the fact that if we want to go out and buy a gun, we have the freedom to do so. The thing that we have collectively pushed as far as gun safety and gun control is just better regulations.
Yep.
And education. You
know? Yes. But that's the word I was looking for.
Mention of just trying to make the process more difficult to try and keep them out of the hands of people that could potentially do harm with them. Like, oh, they're just slippery slopes. I'm like, you know, honestly, if I was as fanatical about firearms as you were, I would want us to look squeaky fucking clean.
Absolutely.
I would want us to look, you know, to support the right groups, to let them know that we believe in our right to own these, but we do not believe that anyone has the right to treat them any way they want, destroy lives, and have there be no repercussions on that whole thing.
Yep.
You know, the argument that I got into with this one person was just simply, I'm like, so you're okay with, because I'm just like, it should be more difficult for people that have or I've been diagnosed with mental disorders to be able to register a firearm and everything else. And they're just like, oh, excuse. I'm like, so rather than just do one little thing that might help, you're just like, don't do anything. Ever at yep. all. Because
yeah. Exactly. Because yeah. it might restrict someone who they don't think should be restricted. And they can go fuck themselves, because I don't care if one person is inconvenienced or 10 billion people are inconvenienced slightly.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing for me, Danny, you and I both know someone who lives with
an invisible disability, essentially.
Thank you.
This
person owned a gun for many years, until he discovered that he had this disability and chose to give it up because he didn't trust himself to continue. Because, I mean, you never know what's going on inside someone's head, and it might be just that wrong night, that wrong yep. set of circumstances, and, oh, I can just end it, you know?
Yep. Or I can end yes. somebody else.
And here's the thing about that disability and so many other mental disabilities. You can't diagnose them right away.
Yeah, not usually.
You may go out, Jim, you may go out today, buy a gun, and everything's fine.
Why Jim? Why are you picking on Jim?
Because that's the first face I saw.
Mm-hmm. And the better looking of the two. Sorry, Bryce.
Truth.
Ouch.
Truth.
You don't have to go buy one. That's the reason.
Shots fired. Unintended.
But what I'm saying is, Jim, you could have some sort of mental illness and not even know it right now. And
likely,
you know, in 2 years, you finally get diagnosed, you know, I firmly believe because we can't diagnose it well yet, that if you register or you want to buy a gun, you should submit yourself for mental health checks regularly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to renew your driver's license. Why not Absolutely. Renew your gun license?
You have to renew your hunting's license. Yeah.
Yeah. Or at the very least, there needs to be a central database that all states participate in, that they all have access to, that doctors can say, okay, this person is potentially a danger to themselves or others. I'm marking in this system. I'm flagging them to make it more difficult for them to buy a firearm or impossible.
Yeah.
Mental illness aside, there is a huge lack of self-awareness in our country, in our society right now. There's a huge lack of accountability. There's a huge lack of self-accountability. And, you know, this whole, like, treat yourself culture that's taken over, this whole entitlement culture that's taken over, it just... I don't want any of those people having guns. Hey, I'm a millennial. Okay, I'm an elder millennial, according to Eliza Schlesinger. I'm an elder millennial. So, but yeah. But it's the
Jim. I think you and I are the only Gen Xers on this. The rest of them are all millennials.
You fucks. So,
get your walkers and get out the door.
Thank you very much.
With tennis balls on the end of them. But yeah, it's. I don't want any of those people having guns.
Jimmy, want me to mute them all?
If you aren't self-aware enough to, I mean, just if you don't have any self-awareness, if you have no accountability, like, you should not have a gun.
Yeah.
I know where I suspect I might know where at least some of the roots of this whole entitlement and, dare I say, Karen culture that has kind of infected the world. Participation awards.
Yes.
When the whole idea... that just by showing up, you get a prize. That plants a seed of entitlement in a kid. He doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't have to work. Figure out how a shirt works. Put the numbers on the front, right? If they're sticking to the tits, flip it inside out. And that's it. You walk out front and you're immediately a champion. Like, no. You know, you should have to work towards that whole thing. That's why people, you know, back in my day, you know, when chocolate was a nickel and zeppelins filled the air to keep us safe.
Oh, Grandpa.
Old man yells at cloud.
There was a thing, clown posse. They would put clown makeup on and they wrapped about magnets. All right, whatever this guy's on, double his dosage because it is not working.
Get off my lawn!
Sir, you don't have a lawn. This is a public
park. Can't afford it.
Like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Who are you people and where are my pants?
But so, yeah, essentially, by creating a culture that just receives by showing up, they feel entitled to everything, which is why, like, you see people snapping in the most absurdest of ways. I'm like, where does that come from? I'm like, oh, from a sense of like, well, where is my thing? I get a thing, or my kid should get a thing. Why doesn't my kid have a thing? Give my kid your thing. And that's
phrasing my kid your thing.
When I said it out loud, I heard it as soon as I said it out loud. I realized that mistakes
made. Regrets.
Regrets.
Instant.
No regrets.
Before you give my kid your thing, give him some chocolate first.
For a nickel.
Yes, Danny, we said it at the same time.
Do you guys agree with that mentality?
No, yeah. I fully agree with that.
Yep. I have hated participation trophies. Like, I never had participation trophies. And, like, Bryce, Dan, and I, we're the younger of the three. I never had participation trophies. Like, I think I aged out of them.
I'm trying to think if I had any. Because I'm younger than
Bryce, you would have to participate in something to get a trophy.
True.
Right here, buddy.
I did, but it was a matter of, it was like T-ball. You know, it was one of those things where, like, if you played a whole season, they gave you a little trophy that told you what team you were on.
I think when I played soccer, I think it was something kind of similar.
Yeah, that was about the extent of what I had growing up as far as participation was concerned.
And that's why I'm entitled. What can I say?
I mean, clearly, but
that's why you just show up to this podcast whenever you want. You're entitled.
Absolutely.
You guys don't know this, but for every podcast that Bryce shows up for, I have to send him a trophy.
Clearly.
I got a room full of them. They make good kindling.
It's mostly just skulls and spinal cords, Bryce. It's not really, I mean, technically trophies, yes, but disturbing. The neighbors are
I got some ribbons.
Different participation, Jim. That's a whole different participation thing.
What do I get for showing up? Hunted.
You have 5 minutes.
5 minutes? You only get the last guy.
You got 4:59 now.
Yeah. You're wasting time.
Tick tock.
No, but we are at this apex of we are as a society reaping what we've sown, and it's
not pretty.
No, it's really not. But here's the problem, because everything has a pendulum and the pendulum swings back. Within a generation or two, we're talking about kids that are going to get spanked hardcore, you know, like the way we used to grow up. Samantha, calm down.
Whack.
I, you know, my big thing about it is, don't misunderstand. I'm with you guys 100% as far as like the gun ownership situation. My sentiment has always been and will always be that I'm in complete agreement that, you know, there should be stronger, stringent testing policies and background checks and a lot more scrutiny to who owns these weapons. Now, people in general view owning a weapon like that as a right, and it is. But I would argue that, again, the rule was outdated a long time ago. And the weapons that were in question at the time are nothing like the weapons that are in question now.
Hey, my fully auto musket should be allowed, okay?
But that's my
rapid
point.
Rapid fire one at yeah, one no, bullet I, every I, 5 minutes.
And I like the idea of doing testing. Now, here's the big issue I have with it right now. It is your right to own a weapon of large scale mass death, essentially, and it's also your right to sell that to anyone you see fit at any gun show you ever go to anytime,
or behind any carnival that you might be attending.
Exactly. The downside to that being all those astringent, you know, rules that we might put in place that might actually actively help people you know, not sell weapons to batshit crazy people go right out the window. everything that's put in place basically becomes null and void, because there are times that people don't want to play by the rules, so they find every way they can get around it, but it's still your right to own that piece, and it's still your right as an owner of that weapon to sell to anyone you deem worthy.
Well, that's why you close the gun show loopholes. So basically, if you sell it to somebody who's a felon, you end up in jail for it.
Yeah, you're the one that gets the repercussions. Yeah. But you also have to register the weapons that you're selling. Like, there has to be a receipt. Like, there. Technically, you can't, because there is a transfer of ownership. There, but that's some the thing states.
There's too much variation. State by state. And there that's is, what yes. the problem is.
Yep. It should be a federal. Be a
central. Exactly.
Yep. Yep. But the biggest problem I see with that, though, is those shiesty people who don't have a problem selling weapons to,
And that's always going to happen.
Yeah, always.
Of the type are just going to say that it got stolen.
Well, if why the guy can't we just put together some? Crazy,
well, he stole my weapon, so I don't know what to tell you. But in reality, see,
the thing with those is, if you don't file a police report with those, you're still liable for it.
Yep.
So if your firearm goes missing, it's on you to file the report.
He sells it to dipshit A, who's a part of an extremist group. The next day, he calls the cops and say, "Hey, someone broke in and took my guns."
First off. Danny, being part shiesty and part dipshit, I'm offended by your previous statement.
As you should. They were aimed solely at you, Jim.
I come up with a witty retort, but too fucking stupid. No.
The dipshit side.
Here's the thing.
Dumbass.
I don't own any firearms. Arsenal, that's about it. But I don't have anything against people that own, but also respect the shit out of that gun and treat it with the safety and the checks and balances that come with it. My buddy Mike, who is just, he's an amazing dude. He has two sons and he's training them in firearms as well as bow hunting, and he takes them one at a time onto the range. They are to pay. They don't do a thing until he says to do it. And I've seen a video of his son shooting. His son is terrifyingly accurate. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, is he's teaching his kid that it isn't just your right to own a gun. It's your responsibility to respect it and keep it safe and those around you safe. God damn the air is thin up on this soapbox.
Yep. Gotcha. And to go back to Danny's point a little bit, and Jim, I totally agree. There's never going to be a perfect solution. There's always going to be a way around anything. And we can tie up the loopholes as best we can, but the goal isn't utopia, because that doesn't exist and it never will. It's the goal is to lessen the likelihood of this. And, save lives in that process, as many as possible, because there's always going to be a way around something. There's always going to be people willing to not play by the rules at all times. So the best we can do is the best we can do. What's the next best thing? What regulations can we get stricter on to make things safer?
Yeah. I can add one to suggest to start. And that is, if you live in a state, for whatever reason, you're allowed to openly carry, maybe you should be required by law to wear something better than flip-flops or Crocs, right? You see,
footwear. That is not acceptable jargon around here. I will not have you bad-mouthing
his Crocs.
Flip-flops. Or Crocs, buddy. No comfy house masturbating shoes will be besmirched on this quality program.
Okay, Deadpool.
I'm going to jump in here and veto that. We will badmouth Crocs until the sun dies.
No, that's fine. You won't talk shit about Flippies.
Okay. Flippies are fine. Crocs fucking suck.
I'm anti-flip-flop, but pro-Croc. Okay? Flip-flops feel unnatural. That thing between that is not Right. That does not feel good.
What you guys don't understand about Dan is he's the type that would wear socks with sandals.
Yes. Pajama pants in public.
Are they like the white tube socks that you pull all the way up?
All the way up to your knees? Yes, oh, absolutely.
Man. What kind of own, man?
Hey, it depends on the ensemble.
I actually bought some of those toe socks from
I love those.
One of the Fubon Ujamaya places around here. Yeah. Yeah, where my big toe is separated from the rest of my toes, they fit perfectly into flip-flops. Yeah, go eat shit.
I did that as a teenager because I thought I was cool.
Flip-flops. Yeah, you weren't, but it's comfortable, so.
I was like, I'm so edgy, you guys. I have, like, my sleeves and my thumb goes through them, and I'm, like, so goth. I never talked like that, but,
that's
know.
Adorable.
I was dang cute.
But my point was that
it happened.
If you're going to openly carry, you should be forced to wear fucking shoes and or treat it more than just like, you know, an accessory, like a fanny pack or some shit.
And maybe not look like Y'all-Qaeda.
You know, or
Y'all-Qaeda.
Nice.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that? Oh, my God.
I've never heard that either, and it's brilliant.
Oh, Y'all-Qaeda is fucking amazing.
That's no.
Just Google Y'all-Qaeda, and I'm sure you'll find so many memes.
Oh, I love it.
Bryce, one shot, one kill, as always. The sniper.
I should have just taken credit for it and pretended I came up with
Bryce,
it.
Bryce, I think you just renamed the show.
Y'all-Qaeda.
Signs that you belong to Y'all-Qaeda.
Y'all-Qaeda.
Outstanding.
That sounds like one of those like, so, Y'all-Qaeda. Like, Y'all-Qaeda weird.
That sounds dark.
Yeah, I buy that. How about that? Redneck Dictionary 101 there.
Yeah, there you go. Y'all kind of sound funny.
If it was maybe taught in schools, just the safety aspect of it, you know, and a lot of the repercussions that go along with it, there should be more than just like sit in this room, watch a 20-minute video, and now you're a licensed firearm owner. Like, really? I could be in there the whole time sharpening a knife with a gun and like you have no clue what the fuck's going on. This 20 minutes later, I get to walk out, you hand me a piece of paper and a thing that can, you know, end someone. There should be a much deeper respect and or responsibility that goes along with something.
Look, I think it I honestly believe that it really comes down to this, and we talked about it earlier. It's the entitlement aspect of it. We've fostered this culture that believes gun ownership is, you know, like this mark of freedom when it's not. It's not a mark of freedom. It's a tool of death. That's what it is. A gun's sole purpose is to kill. That's it. So honestly, in this day and age, holding up the Second Amendment for gun rights is bullshit. There is only one reason whenever this fucking gun argument comes up, and I'm going to quote Jim Jeffries here. The only argument for gun ownership should be, fuck you, I like guns. That's it.
That's good enough.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
We're not trying to take away your guns. All we're trying to do is help save a few lives. There are people out there that just shouldn't have them because they might harm themselves or other people. That's it. You want to own a gun?
Yeah, that's not hard.
Fine. I got no problem with that.
Just own it.
As a personal preference, I would like to see fewer people with face tattoos owning guns. I'm not saying all. Just like that's for me, that's usually like a
First you want to outlaw people who have concealed carry from wearing flip-flops. Now you're banning self-expression.
What's
wrong with you, Jim?
You are a horrible human being. You know that?
I have a quick little side trip about a guy I met who had face tattoos.
Hot face tattoo guy?
His name was Dagger.
I don't remember his name, but I ran into him when I was living in Washington, and he had just gotten them done across his jaw, all the way down to his chin, and up across his forehead. It was teeth. So it looked like something was eating him, and he was like trying to get. So it was all teeth, and I was like, "No, Judge, I have tattoos. I'm moderately to heavily tattooed, depending on how conservative you are." So Essie was a sweet little girl, you know, was much younger, and I was taking her out for a walk, and this guy's walking down the way, and Essie was just like, "Ooh, a person." And so he's like, "Oh, can I pet your dog?" And so she's
falling.
Tell me about it.
Whoopsie.
Knocking shit over.
I'm very emphatic. So she's sniffing. So she's sniffing at all of his fresh tattoos, and he's like, "Oh yes, you could smell the tattoos." And he was the nicest person I had interacted with in so long. And it was just the kindest person. And he had this just goofy ass tattoos.
Was his name Bait? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Chum.
I only met him once. I don't know.
Snack.
Okay.
Yeah. Hors d'oeuvre.
His name was Amuse Bouche.
I just knew Amuse Bouche.
Just a little Amuse Bouche.
He just graduated dental school, so he celebrated.
Yeah. Who knows? He could be a dental assistant making bang right now.
Imagine looking up at that while you're in the dentist chair.
That would be funny.
When I was in high school, I told my guidance counselor I wanted to be a shark dentist. And he laughed at me. Now look at me. Okay, stop laughing and look at me.
For every tooth he pulls on a patient, he blacks out one of the teeth around his face.
He adds another tooth. It's the dental teardrop.
Yeah, you can put
he etches the tattoo in with the tooth, you know, Maori.
No, you
stuff.
Grind it down and put it in the ink, so they'll always be a part of you.
That's dedication.
That's gross. That's fucking gross.
That's metal as fuck. Come on.
It is metal as fuck, but it's fucking gross. I'm not.
You know,
lie.
Yeah, you're both right. It's metal as fuck, but it is gross as shit.
That is
grossly metal
right there. Like top tier disgusting right there.
You would not be surprised at how much
beautiful
are intertwined.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting and metal. I mean, come on. It's just another way to spell it.
You're not.
Maybe.
Wrong.
I mean,
you know what I thanks, Samantha. I'm going to have nightmares about my dentist hovering over me, coloring in another tooth as he's about to. It's going to be Steve Martin,
back,
too.
James.
The good dentist uses
Steve
invisible
Martin
ink.
From Little Shop of Horrors sucking in that gas.
Daddy wants to fuck.
Oh, that's what fell.
I'm so glad no one was talking when you said that, Jim.
Of course, yeah, it was just for you.
See, it's supposed to attach to the mic like this.
I know. It keeps falling over, so I have to figure out a better way to do it. But my microphone has one, like, it's built in around the receiver, so I technically don't need it.
Yeah,
but
I've got that. I also got the ball that goes over it, but I prefer this one. Mm-hmm. I got it to kind of squeeze on there.
Yeah, Blue makes one specifically for this mic
Bryce's
that wraps around, and it looks really nice, so I might get that one. But yeah, I just need to figure out how to put this one on so it doesn't fall.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Not great.
It sounds like the worst kids show ever.
What?
Hey, kids, it's time for Bryce's Podcast Corner.
Yeah!
Today's secret word,
TVMA.
Gun!
Fuck! Oh.
Windscreen.
Huh?
Gun, fuck, windscreen. Okay.
Today, kids, I'm going to teach you how to break into your parents' gun locker. Yay!
Try the code 000.
If that doesn't work, try 001.
And then
grab a
007
hammer.
Is usually a winner.
Now, in the basement, your dad probably has some nitroglycerin. Grab that.
Let's go look
That'll
at
make
mommy's
fun
drawer.
Times. Won't it, kids?
Don't look at mommy's drawer.
She has a neck massager.
Looks yeah, like it needs batteries.
Anywhere near your neck.
Mommy's neck smells weird.
And don't forget, kids, there's a fun blow-up-able balloon in the bathroom. Really fun to stick your mouth over the plastic end and try to blow that rubber balloon up real hard.
Do you fantasize about murdering your next-door neighbor?
I do.
Well, here's your chance to pretend that this is her. Just get a picture and tape it over the doll.
Then go get your favorite knife from the kitchen.
The butcher knife.
And stab, 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 and make your heart glad.
Stab the darkies away, children. Stab.
Whoa.
Remember, sing while you stab.
I'm going to wash my hands of that one.
This is getting dark.
The blood doesn't come off, Bryce. That's not what he's talking about.
No, I'm talking about your casual racism there, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
I know.
Thank God it was being recorded. I can go back to it.
I caught it.
It over and over and over.
Going to be his ringtone.
Right.
At least he's not calling anybody an octoring.
It wasn't until Bryce said it that I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, it sounds really bad, doesn't it?
Sounds bad, but I know that's not what you meant.
Well, no, of course not, but.
Don't worry, James will edit it.
No, he won't.
Yeah, by making it louder.
He's going to highlight that and put it in.
He's going to cut everyone else's audio except Dan's.
Now an audio drop.
And there's going to be a warning too ahead of time. He's going to be like, all right, I need you guys to listen. Pay attention to what Dan's about to say. 5.
Because I missed it.
3.
Can we auto-tune it into a song?
Ooh, yes.
And I posted on Facebook with his picture from this podcast, just his picture and the drop.
But I guess it's a good thing nobody listens to this crap.
Yeah. I'm really sad I missed it. I was paying attention to what Jim was saying, so I completely missed it.
You got a multifunction.
Dude, seriously. You're dropping the ball here, James. I'm throwing out some horrible shit, and you're just missing it. You know?
Again, you're just missing it. It's recorded. Not okay. I can go back and listen to it, and I'll text him later going, you racist son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I'm so racist. It's spewing out of me. I can't help it. Somebody stop me.
Danny, we've reviewed the latest episode, and I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go.
You've been saying that all season long, so, you know.
I love that you think that we have
seasons. Shit or get off the pond,
if we were a conservative podcast, we'd promote you.
Like every week you tell me I'm off the podcast, I'm off the show. I mean, come on, bro. Shit or get off the toilet.
He's just hoping you'll leave.
Really?
Yeah, he's hoping for something just, you know. That.
You know, I think James has the power to mute people in Zoom. So he could just mute him. He could just show up.
He does. But he doesn't usually.
Oh, and you stopped talking? I thought he unmuted you.
He did. He did mute me.
Funny. Oh, there he goes.
Asshole. We
can still see you. That was screen grabbed. Yay for pictures.
Good. Now they can see.
Hey, muting is fun, guys.
He muted the wrong person, you asshole.
It was just practice. It was a practice one to see if
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was.
practice mute. Oh, man. So, how about that Patreon?
I know.
Hey!
Yeah, we should talk about that because we had kind of a big thing happen to us. We now have two subscribers.
When you hear what it is.
We have doubled our listenership.
How sad that statement was. Kind of big news. When you find it, you're going to be like, wow, that's kind of big.
That's why you got to see doubled.
It's huge.
Yeah.
We need to get gun rights restricted because these guys are going to put a rifle in their mouths if this is what excites them. Really? Get the tail wagon? Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, Jay.
Why is it you know how pathetic my life is. Why you got to shit on it when something good finally happens?
It rolls down there, bro.
Well, if that's the case, then it just landed on you.
Yeah, we live in a valley, bro. It's coming from both sides.
There comes a point of low-hanging fruit here, James, you know, and honestly, I mean, Jim, you know, Jim, but you...
Dude, shut up. I don't want to hear
it. I probably shouldn't have told him that.
That was great.
I made a big mistake. Uh-oh. Not really. Errors have been made.
Power's going to go to his head now.
Could we get back to the fact that we have another listener now?
We could, yes. But I mean, I really like picking on you.
Yeah. Pick away, fucker. I want to talk about the fact that we've got another Patreon member.
Okay, James. Gosh.
Samantha, do you want to do the honors?
So it's my friend Jimmy, who runs and owns and operates It's All Been Done Radio Hour.
Yay!
All right. Rock.
Not only do we have another Patreon member, but it's someone with legitimacy.
A duke or a
he keeps trying to get me to quit this show because it brings down our other one, but I won't do it. And he's like, fine, if I can't.
Fine, I'll show you. Know. Here's some money.
If you can't beat him, join him. So
I mean, we are open to buying her off the show. I mean, you could pay us enough, and we would just be like, sorry, Sam, we're recording on another day.
That's a good idea. What is our price for that?
Price point is somewhere in like the 8-digit. Realm, but you know, that's only because she's the only
nine,
one with
actual hours
around here.
It's nine. Nine digits.
Nine. Aww, yeah, I'll go with nine. Inflate my nine's ego.
Ten.
I like nine. Nine's good.
We'll go 10.
Hey, you know what? I'll push 10.
So, you know, there's this guy named Jeff Bezos. That's where we would start.
Yeah.
You guys are so
he could afford it, but just barely.
Just barely.
Just. In another year or so, he could afford it and still have enough left over to cover his expenses for 3 or 4 months.
Bezos, I'm convinced, has a Scrooge McDuck like vault of just loose cash and gold.
Probably.
And he just sort of, I don't know, does whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, between him and Elon Musk, I'm sure they both have one.
Oh, yeah.
Like Elon Musk's kid was not born into a tub of water, is born into a tub of like gold coins.
Liquid metal. Liquid gold.
Yep.
It's like the Game of Thrones scene with the liquid gold.
Well, yeah.
Only he lives this time.
That was the first kid. They learned from that one and they didn't do it the second time.
They cooled down the molten liquid.
You know what? Didn't go as planned. Let's not dunk the kid in gold this time.
They pull the kid up and it's just a skeleton and you're like, oh.
Oh.
We'll just put that back.
Let's put that back. Danny, get out of my head.
It's where I live most of the week.
Oh, shit. No wonder my week sucks.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you want me to mute him? I can mute him.
I can totally mute him. Did you just mute yourself?
You have to every once in a while.
Apparently it was needed.
Sometimes you're like, no one wants to hear my shit.
Oh, Bryce muted himself.
No, he's got his phone and my.
No, you muted me.
Oh, that's his
phone. You muted my phone. Thank you.
He's like, I don't need that one anyway.
Nope.
But yeah,
James is on mute, happy.
So good old Jimmy. So we've got a James, a Jim, and a Jimmy now has graciously donated monthly to us money. And we were just casually talking about, because we're talking about our Patreon, and we just got a new subscriber as well. And he's like, yeah, I like to give $2 to like to the podcasts I listen to and ones I really like. And I was like, yeah, we just started one. We're just, you know, nothing major, just a couple tiers. And I was not expecting that at all. And he's like, hey, I can't find your website. So then Patreon like unpublished us, and then Bryce had to go in and get us republished. So we don't know what happened, but we're up and running again. And then Bryce sends a message to the group chat, and he was like, "Holy shit, Sam, your friend just donated $5 a month."
Yeah.
And the response from all of us was, "Oh fuck, more work."
God damn it! So
shit.
Now, if you are unfamiliar with the tiers, tier one is $1 a month, and that is a shout out on our show. So Drew is very familiar with this. And the second level is $2 a month, and that gets you a shout out as well. And it also gets you monthly coloring book pages of our lovely faces. And then the third tier are those two things, $5 a month plus monthly vlogs. And it's going to rotate between all of us. So once I, so if like I'm your favorite, because duh, why not? You would have to wait. It's once every 5 months, then you would get like a vlog from me. And then, you know, so it's going to rotate between everyone. So now we have to start doing those.
I say we make Bryce go first.
Fuck.
So what's...
We'll see about that.
So we want him to stop donating after the first vlog. I got you. Okay.
Good to go. Just downgrade to two. That's all. Just downgrade to the second help us out.
Help us out and then help us out.
Get like $5 a month subscriptions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just get a bunch of different emails.
5 months, we'll mention your name on every podcast. I mean, that's
too much. I don't need that much pod. I don't need a vlog. I just want the you take, and it's fine.
I want nothing in return from my content.
We started the show by saying how lazy we were, and now we're talking about now we actually have to do some work. You know, this Patreon was a really good idea when we just, you know, it was all abstract. But now that
we thought people would just give us money for the same shit.
Now it is an active slush month. So. Slish splash. So, lemon.
Effort so, will be needed.
Offline, we're going to go ahead and figure out. Which actually we have it written down. We just need to, since it's been a while, we just need to revisit it. So so monthly vlogs going out to good old Jimmy.
All right. And Drew, step your game up so you can get
vlogs. Yeah, Drew.
Serious brawl.
Danny,
you're being outdone.
I think you need to make a phone call. Drew, Danny.
Sucking his dick the first couple of times.
Like, you know, if the president of our fan club is being outshined, I think it's time we get a new president of the fan club.
You know, I think we should gain some weight before we start trying to throw it around.
I'm with Jim on that one.
Like, if I were Drew, I'd be like, fuck these guys. Sincerely.
I mean, cancel subscription.
Pretty much.
That's $2 a month that I could use for beer.
For Starbucks.
Really cheap beer, but
use it for a beer.
You can use it for an amuse-bouche.
You can get someone to tattoo a dot on your forehead.
If we knew how to spell that, I think that should be the name of the show.
We'll just
end the show with you two amuse-bouching each other.
The fucking radiating content.
No.
Now we're radiating.
Flop sweat content.
Vlogs with the content like this? Are you kidding me? $5 a month. Come on, you cheap pricks.
AMUSEBOUCHE.
Now we know how to spell it.
Outstanding.
And so do you, kids. Don't choke on it. It's small.
But feel free to put it right up your nose.
I need edit of Samantha saying that. Please, if you could. I stepped on that. I apologize. My big clomping fucking bobos came walking all over my beautiful wife.
So you just want Samantha, are you going to set it like a ringtone?
I mean,
don't choke on it. It's small.
It's his text tone.
Stool.
Oh, am I doing a clean reading of it now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Everyone shut up. No, I'm just kidding.
Do it, Shakespearean.
Bitch.
It was the best of times.
Oh, you didn't screen capture that? That would have been a great coloring page.
Done.
Where's the greasy crayon to finish this off? There's a lot of, on the face here, there's a lot of grease. I got to kind of
shine it. Just
that's not off. Grease.
Oh, no.
It's a discharge, not another
it's
discharge.
It's a bookmark.
I'm working that. I'm almost bullish.
Doctor, I seem to be having this discharge from my face. It's okay. It's just a moose.
My friend said it's in a moose bouche. I don't know what that means, but but remember, don't choke on. Oh shoot! What did I say? I got it.
It was another podcast name. That's what.
There. Oh yeah. Shut up.
8 days
that's
later,
the one I'm going to isolate for my text tone. There's Samantha going, shut up.
Shut up.
Sad, shut up. Don't choke on it. It's small.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The internet thanks you.
You know what we should do? We should like, we should... for a small fee.
Wars.
Give us phrases that are not racist or sexist or, you know, otherwise.
That should
horrible.
Have been what we did for tier three instead of vlogs.
We can always
let us
change
make your catchphrase. Not that catchy.
But give us a phrase and we'll
pay us
send
and
you
we'll
a
use
recording
it.
Of it and you'll use it as your text tone.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a particular ethnic group that you would like Danny to write a spicy
ooh
all monthly theme
some Danny romance.
Danny racism.
Go over that one.
It'll be called, I'm trying to think of it, road
racism.
No, it'll just be
hard cut pen.
How do you spell that?
Just a bunch of H's all the way across. I don't
you
know.
Just, you made
unintelligible. There we go.
That's gotta make Hawkward.
It weird. Gotta make it weird. Gotta make it Hawkward.
Yeah, he's Hawkward. Make it Hawkward.
What?
The fonts that we would use for that is you.
Yeah.
We're gonna type it in a wingding.
Okay. So you're listening to this new podcast. What's it about? Honestly, not a fucking
thing. It started off great, and then it just really fizzled.
You know, like 50 years after we're all dead and gone, someone's going to write it or try to write a scholarly paper about the importance of this show, and I have a feeling they're just going to go, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care anymore. I just don't care. Fuck this. Fuck everything. I give up.
Hey, and we've then had some good conversations. We've had some good conversations.
Yeah, unfortunately, none of those were recorded.
That's your fault.
That is James.
Yeah, James.
Because I knew it was going to be a good conversation. And we have a limit to how good we can be.
Do we?
Do we?
Yeah,
Danny,
really,
stop it.
Really low.
Small low.
You don't know how high I will fly.
It's little, don't choke on it.
You know.
That is what she
That is the worst thing to say to someone.
I think just in future, you know, someone will walk into like a museum, like a hollow museum where it's just like all glass and shit, and, you know, Apple symbols everywhere, and I'll be like, before they became the five most celebrated Supreme Court justices, five were actually known to have a small podcast that was dreadful. Just dreadful. Waste of time and energy. People gave money, actual money that they could use to feed their children. Feed this dribble for whatever reason.
Is it weird? The only real problem I have with that whole scenario is that we become Supreme Court judges.
Hey, you know what? Trump is president. Anything is possible.
I guess so, yeah.
We would be drastically better Supreme Court justices than the ones that are currently there.
I like beer. I like beer. Where is my beer? I want my beer.
Where's your beer?
That's the speech Samantha gave at her Supreme Court.
At her inauguration, her induction ceremony.
Yep. Just make sure Squeeze there.
Big Jim just came in and said, hey, everyone, just want you to know, it's small. Don't choke on it.
Supreme Justice Stark passed the lobby or passed the bill today that states that, yes, in fact, at all hours of the day and night, it is, in fact, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Somewhere.
So that drinking stigmas may be lifted and alcohol may be consumed at breakfast time, lunchtime.
Get rid of dry counties. I'm all for it.
Yeah, fuck them.
The only time you do not drink is when you're having a devil's three-way.
Justice Hedden made news again when he blurted out more racist statements that he thought would be funny, but just weren't.
Well, now I'm concerned about who's in Samantha's devil's three-way. So
it's not you, Jim.
This is a conversation I desperately want to hear about.
Check out the vlog, brah. Check out the vlog.
That's I'll reveal who it is in the vlog.
I hope with that sort of flourish.
In my devil's three-way.
Penis is coming from left and right.
I had no idea jazz fingers were so influential. And
you have to play that. You can play them gently on the shaft.
That's the name of the episode. Right.
You can play them gently on the
play
shaft.
Play them gently on the shaft. That trumps everything.
There you go. I just sent you guys the perfect gift for the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sure you guys probably know what it is.
That is quite the moosh boosh.
Yeah, that's a moosh boosh right there. That is a Samantha.
And a moosh boosh or a moosh bush?
Oh, my God.
That could be an amused bush.
My erection stomach growl. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
In case you guys are wondering what GIF it is, or GIF if you're pretentious.
No, you're wrong. Absolutely
technically
wrong.
Not, but
you pronounce it GIF,
care.
Stop listening to this show. We don't want you.
Yeah, fuck you. Get out of here. We don't want your kind.
Fine, I'll leave. Eat shit.
Oh, that's what it took?
Oh, God,
fucking
that's all
finally.
It took? Fuck. I would have known that.
It is the woman with her mouth open and just a bunch of hot dogs being thrown at her face. And she's like,
and she genuinely looks kind of happy about it.
Wieners. The term is wieners.
Oh, lots of wieners thrown at her face.
Uncooked wieners.
When I see this.
Professor Jim's talking.
But she played them gently on the shaft.
James, mute yourself. Jim wants to speak.
When I watch this GIF, I hear saxophone music in the background.
No, you hear Careless Whisper in the background.
There's a sex
film. Yeah, you hear Careless Whisper. I know this.
Everyone does.
There's a horrible sax.
Really? Because I heard the sax man from The Lost Boys, so.
Oh, yeah, I can see James singing.
All oiled up and just gyrating his hips.
I just imagine the sax man, like, before that gig. He's backstage and he's got like three shirts in front of him. And he's trying to figure out which one he's going to wear. He's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go out there and play. And he did. He changed the world. Sax Man 2020.
Well, see, what happened is someone had a hamburger and they bumped into him and some of the grease got on him. And he just rubbed it in and it was like, hey, this never is missed a good look.
Never missed a fucking beat. He looked good.
And slippery.
Slippery when wet.
Well, I think we've disgusted each other enough for one day.
Maybe.
Next week, we're going to be talking movies again. Three of you need to come up with fantastic movies.
Oh, God, you guys failed so hard.
Oh, I've
I'm going to have to
list.
Watch that movie.
I have a list. I have to narrow it down. I've been watching so many trailers. Okay, so does it have to be horror, or can it be
just has a to
really
be a movie.
Bad comedy?
I just think it could be anything.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I did watch Danny's suggestion, and fuck you.
What was your suggestion, Dan? Oh, it's the Monster Truck.
Monster movie, Man. Right?
Yeah. Fuck me. Watch- you made me watch Clown Town, and you're complaining about Monster Man? It's a big old bag of dicks.
This is
moosh boosh right up in your face, James, because that shit was glorious in comparison to the horse shit show you made us watch.
When I get time, I'm watching Starship Rising because that looks fucking amazing.
I'm still sitting on the fucking Rollerblade Samurai movie you suggested.
Ooh, I can't wait to see that one, the Rollerblade 7. Yeah. I'm so excited. So I looked up the guy's Wikipedia, the guy that's in it. I think he was the director. He has this film style. So this is – okay. So this is from his Wikipedia. He's an active actor and filmmaker. Shaw practices a style of filmmaking where no screenplay is used to create a movie. He titled this style of filmmaking Zen filmmaking.
Shut the
fuck. And there's a website with like hundreds of movies.
No, I'm good. Are they?
No.
We have to figure out this watch party thing so we can watch this movie.
Will we call them movies, or will we call them a colossal waste of resources?
Glorious.
I feel colossal.
See, here's the thing, though. Right. He's going to do the same thing he did with his movie, with that Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves. We're going to watch
this one's gonna be
and
glorious.
He's going to shit on it like it's the
worst.
No,
this is going
to
be glorious.
He's going to spin it to make it sound like we picked it.
I'm going to trump this shit up. No, right, this one's going to be glorious because he actually tried. He put himself into these movies, which is why they're going to be so bad.
If there's
and
no
amazing.
Screenplay, there's no trying.
No,
it's part of the effort. You can't just be like, we're making a movie. Like, we're going to film some shit. But it's not, I mean, this is just like stream of consciousness. Like,
okay, I want you, James, enable screen sharing. I want you guys to see the partial list of his bibliography.
Partial. They're not movies, they're moments. I capture them.
It's life.
God damn it.
We'll find a way.
It takes so damn long.
Permission, I guess. It's just a creepy guy.
Come on, host.
Hang on.
Trying.
No.
Damn it.
You're not trying hard enough.
Hey, now. Any day now.
Oh, should be enabled
so
now.
So many. Okay.
You can do it, Duffy Moon.
Do it, do it. Oh my God.
There we go. All right.
Oh God.
Partial bibliography. All right, you guys ready? You ready for this?
Ready.
Oh my God. That's just the A's. Okay.
The thing is like he didn't.
Partial filmography.
All it is like he's following people around with cameras and then splicing it together to make a story.
No, we're going to. Oh, God, this is going to be amazing.
One Shot Sam. Don't like that one.
Interview. The
Samurai Johnny Frankenstein. There we go. Film revolves around his Shaw.
Sam Rockmore.
Yeah.
With a name like
that's a porn name.
Who's half human, half cyborg. How's that work?
I mean, he's like two, cyborg? Like three quarters human.
Yes.
Like, that's like, dude, the name Sam Rockmore is like two steps down from Dieter Laser.
Undercover X, Hitman City.
Let's see.
Vampire Boulevard?
Dude, the Rock and Roll Cops.
Yes!
Oh, I love this. I love this so much.
Rock and Roll Cops 2, The Adventure Begins? How the fuck does that work?
See, and again, this is one of those things we talked about where there's a difference between a horror movie that really genuinely tries to be a good horror movie but just sucks colossal ass. This guy, just from his titles, I can tell you he did the exact same thing
that
Helen Keller and the Night Wolves did, where he's just like, no, I'm going to make garbage, and it's going to be a cult classic at some point. Maybe not now, but...
But it is not 15. This day!
First the fuck of all, it was Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves. Get it right.
No, it was versus my soul and Helen my Keller time on this earth.
Wasn't with the Night Wolves. She was against the Night Wolves. She defeated...
As in, that is time in my life I will never get back.
Look, I'm going to be honest.
Defeated my soul for that one.
I'm going to be perfectly honest. Rock and Roll Cops has me intrigued.
This is of course it does.
Scott Shaw looks like the kind of guy who would have people sewn together in his basement. I'm just saying.
He looks like Lars Ulrich. Ass
to mouth or side to side?
Either way.
A little of column B, a little of column B.
It's all the same.
A little bit of both.
It all started with a weird game of Twister, and it just got out of hand.
Oh, you guys ready for this? All right. Here's his Zen films and Zen documentaries.
Space Nine. Slow down.
We can't read any of the titles, man.
Vlogula. There we go. Count Vlogula right there.
Crimes of the Chupacabra.
Oh, God.
Okay, I like Count Vlogula because I feel like that's what we should call our vlogs.
Oh. This was just, I have a shotgun.
Nobody cares, Dan. It's going to be glorious. Don't you worry.
Until he sees it, Dan, and then he spins it and makes it sound like you suggested it.
I think he genuinely tries with these, so I think it's going to be amazing.
No.
I'll give him a shot, but Frank I'll say this much. It looks
Frank and Blake.
Back to the titties. Robert Zadar.
Frankenblade.
He does a lot with rollerblading, doesn't he?
Did he do rollerblading?
It goes hand in hand with martial arts.
Shoot what you know, I guess.
Did he do roller gator, do you know?
I will probably find out. I got to see this trailer because I got to figure out what the hell's going on.
A lot of hair, a lot of chin.
Now yeah. They're dancing. I don't know they're what the dancing fuck is or going fighting. On with this what movie. Is
it? They're breakdance fighting.
They're arguing vigorously on rollerblades. What more can
are
you do?
Are they zombies?
I think they're both supposed to be Frankensteins. The
samurai Johnny Frankenstein?
Oh, this is it a terrible. Frankenstein or a robot?
Why do I feel like Thanksgiving at his house both? Is like the world's worst encounter of the parents asking, what exactly is it you do again? Well, let me show you.
What is it you say you do?
Okay, I don't know if I like where this is going. Dude. Okay.
Oh, now you don't like where it's going?
Dude, Robert Zadar was in... Like, he was a good actor at one point in time.
No, he wasn't.
Wait, is that the dude from Tango and Cash, the big dude from the prison?
Yeah. That chin is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's what it... What the fuck?
There you go.
We pause this, please.
Oh, man. I literally don't know what's going on, but I think it's going to be glorious.
You just hit the whole on button.
Oh, no.
I don't want to watch any of these.
I think we can get through his whole filmography just watching the trailers.
I think I'm pretty sure you don't have to even go that far.
Wait, what's that one? Okay. Legend of the Rollerblade 7. Let's watch that. That's the one we've been talking about. Let's watch.
Yeah, so this is the mix of all three of them.
Or this is the one that Bryce wants all of us to watch together.
You want to watch the trailer?
He doesn't get a choice until we get through the others.
Can you guys hear the audio?
No.
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 You're muted, remember?
Yeah, I think that's
I don't think it'll let you stream audio.
No, it won't.
Starring
Scott Joe Schultz Estevez.
With a bunch of others.
Joe Estevez?
Joe Estevez. Yeah,
Uncle Joe?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to actually watch it to hear it.
Nope. Have you guys ever seen Paul Bunyan? The sci-fi original movie. Yeah, nice. Uncle Joe was in that. And that became the running joke for years. God, it's bad. Uncle Joe, no.
You like just throw up in your mouth a little bit. Oh, God, that's bad.
Oh, no, Uncle Joe.
You've got Don Stroud, who's Clint Eastwood co-star, along with William Smith, another Clint Eastwood co-star.
Frank Stallone.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Jill Kelly from Adult Films.
This is going to be
awesome. Oh, Uncle Joe, no.
The only reason bringing up Roller Gator is that Riff Trax got a hold of it and they savaged the shit out of it. So that's actually one of his films that could be tolerable. And Uncle Joe is in that.
I'll run with that if it's, you know, Riff Trax at least, because then it's at least entertaining to listen to their jokes.
So it's written by or it's directed by this guy.
We're doing that.
He's he did the Rollerblade 7 too.
Oh no!
Look, I still say we got to get this whole watch thing together, because I really think that the first movie we watch has got to be Velocipastor.
Well, yeah, that's kind of been on the docket for a long time now.
Yeah,
it's a classic.
Instant classic.
Well, let's wait until we watch it first.
Donald G. Jackson. So he directed both of them.
Well, it's been real. It's been fun, but it hadn't been real fun.
Hey.
Yes, it has.
Nothing but love, y'all, but I'm going to let you go. Have a great night. Good talking to you. Ooh. James.
Next week, you got to come with the movie. You got to sell it, man.
Motherfucker, I already sold it.
No, already watched it. No, you didn't.
He dipped out like, fuck you.
You
did.
Okay, that's it. Since Danny just jumped ship, I guess that's it for the show.
What a bitch. That's why I'm glad he doesn't have a vote on that movie. That movie looks glorious. You all know it. Watch the trailer here. I'll link it to you guys so you can don't have to actually search
I have a list of movies, and I need to narrow it down to one, and I just don't know which one.
Well, you got a week, so.
Yep. I sat through one of what this guy calls a movie. And yeah, the only thing that saved it was Mike, Bill, and
the Kevin boobs. Was the boobs, wasn't it?
There wasn't even any boobs in it. There was a lot of mom jeans, a lot of acid wash mom jeans and rollerblades, but that's about it. And a dinosaur puppet that lives in this chick's backpack.
Oh, shit, girl. Sorry, has he just joined me?
A ninja in it at one point, but it's like, yeah.
Ninja. All right. I got to get my dogs out to the backyard.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we're sorry.
I guess. Oh, you're welcome.
Podcasting means never having to say you're sorry, but fuck you, pay.
This is what you pay for.
True.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.